I returned to my newsroom and wrote a general story about the quirky world of competitive birdwatching, and then moved on to covering murders and politicians and other typically depressing newspaper subjects. But my memory of that famed law professor, fidgeting horribly before a 23-year-old reporter, still nagged me. What was it about birdwatching that gave a man such joy and discomfort? I couldn't let the question go. Over the years, I learned more about birds and their lovers, and I wrote the strange stories with glee. There was a Baikal teal that caused an international stir by wandering from its native lake in Siberia to a creek behind a Baskin-Robbins ice cream shop outside Denver. There was a biologist who implanted microchips in geese so he could track the spring migration from New Mexico to the Arctic by computer from the comfort of his home. There even were twitters about a new species of grouse, North America's first new bird species in a century, having sex in the sagebrush somewhere in the Utah high country. Slowly but certainly, I realized I wasn't just pursuing stories about birdwatchers. I was pursuing the birds, too. Marsha's obsession was becoming mine. My relentless pursuit of a rare subspecies of law professor had tapped a trait repressed deep in my character. I needed to see and conquer. This is not a unique craving. In the course of civilization, others have responded to that same fundamental urge by sailing uncharted oceans, climbing tall mountains, or walking on the moon. Me, I watch birds. Today I stroll in the park and I no longer see plain birds. I see gadwalls and buffleheads, and if I'm really on a hot streak, a single old squaw. A road trip finds me watching the sky as much as the pavement. It gets harder to pass a sewage treatment pond, that notorious bird magnet, without pulling out my binoculars. When somebody cries, "Duck," I look up. No longer is it accurate to call me a bird watcher, a term the pros use to dismiss the spinsters and retired British Army colonels who wait passively for birds to come to them. I have become an enthusiast, a chaser, a birder. If Thompson Marsh were still alive, he died in 1992 at the age of 89 from injuries in a car accident on a birding trip, he might even talk to me. He was, after all, my first truly tough bird. Today I can say without hesitation that there are 7 kinds of tits: Siberian, bridled, bush, juniper, oak, tufted, and wren, and 2 tattlers, gray-tailed and wandering. But I can't say this knowledge impresses anyone, certainly not my wife.